I always think there's something so haunting about that moment when you return to a place you've been avoiding for years.
With Alyssa, you feel every ounce of her hesitation as she's driving up County Road 4, don't you?
Absolutely. Her drive is thick with dread. The landscape almost feels alive, with that fog creeping in and the sky turning that weird bruised purple. It's like the entire setting is warning her before she even gets out of the car.
Yeah, and I love how Vanessa Chapman uses the environment to mirror Alyssa's emotions. Even the broken-down sedan adds to that trapped, vulnerable feeling. You can tell it's not just mechanical failure. There's something more sinister lurking, almost as if the world itself is resisting her return.
That bit with the fog slithering up the car gave me chills. It's almost like the house and the land have been holding their breath, waiting for Alyssa. And she hasn't even gotten out of the car yet.
Now, once Alyssa actually reaches the house, that oak tree in the backyard, what a shift from her childhood memories. It used to be her comfort zone, right?
Yeah, and now it's this looming, almost predatory presence. There's something deeply unsettling about the way it's described, towering, ancient, like it's seen every family secret and is just waiting.
It's interesting, because so many horror stories use houses or objects. But here, the oak feels like its own character. The way shadows linger under its branches at night, it's no longer just a tree. It's more like a doorway to something Alyssa can't quite face yet.
And it's not just her imagination either. Those whispers from the roots? That's the kind of detail that makes the supernatural element feel so grounded, almost inevitable.
What really grabbed me was when Alyssa starts digging through her mother's old things and finds those journals. It's such a classic setup, but the way the curse is threaded through generations, it's genuinely creepy.
Oh, for sure. The idea that this isn't just Alyssa's problem, but a whole family history of being haunted by the same spirit, makes the horror feel inescapable. And the curse choosing one family member to keep? That adds a personal, almost claustrophobic sense of dread.
I totally agree. It makes you wonder how much Alyssa's mother knew and what she might have done to protect her. The journals almost act like breadcrumbs, tempting Alyssa and us as readers to dig deeper, even though we know it's dangerous.
You know, I kept thinking, what would you do if you found out your family had been marked for generations by something living in your backyard? It's such a terrifying twist on family legacy.
Speaking of terrifying, once Alyssa starts hearing the whispers and seeing the visions of that young girl, I felt the line between reality and the supernatural just dissolve.
Yeah, it's almost like the more Alyssa investigates, the less stable everything becomes. Those visions aren't just ghostly, they're deeply personal, as if the spirit is pulling memories right out of her.
Exactly. And it's not just about fear. There's guilt, too, especially when she realizes the spirit might be someone she abandoned. That emotional connection really raises the stakes.
What struck me is how the supernatural here isn't just about jump scares. It's about making Alyssa confront things she's tried to bury, both literally and emotionally. The horror is almost psychological as much as it is ghostly.
That actually leads perfectly to the novel's climax, Alyssa's showdown beneath the oak. She has to decide, fight for her life and freedom, or let the curse claim her like it did so many before.
The tension in those scenes is unreal. You can feel the ground almost shifting under her feet, as if the roots themselves are ready to drag her down. And realizing the spirit is someone she once cared about adds this gut-wrenching layer.
It's so much more than just a battle with a ghost. It's Alyssa fighting for her own identity, her memories, and her future. The choice to break the curse, even if it means facing everything she's been running from, is what makes this story stick with you.
And that final image standing beneath the oak, knowing what's at stake, it's like the perfect summation of generational trauma and the courage it takes to confront it. Vanessa Chapman really nails that emotional punch.
Jumping back for a moment, even just the opening chapter, Alyssa stuck on that funeral road, sets such a vivid tone for the whole novel. What did you make of that scene?
It really grabbed me. The way the car won't start, the fog closing in, and Alyssa's mix of grief and anxiety, it's all so tactile. You can almost feel the cold and the fear pressing in on her, like the environment itself is part of the story.
And that's the genius of Chapman's writing. She doesn't just set the stage, she pulls you right into Alyssa's headspace. From the very first page, we know this isn't just about ghosts. It's about coming home to a past you can't escape.
Exactly. And by the time Alyssa steps out of that car, you just know nothing will ever be the same. It's the perfect invitation into a world where the ordinary and the supernatural blend in the most unsettling way.